A partir d'aquests moments, escoltes el Club del Country, la música americana com a tu t'agrada, amb Rafael Corbí. I com que aquí estic, deixeu-me i permeteu-me, amb el vostre permís, de que avui em dediqui un programa a mi mateix, a mi i a totes les persones que són com jo, a tots els pares del món, aquest programa, les millors cançons de música country dedicades als pares.
I sent home from school one day with a shiner on my eye. Fighting was against the rules and it didn't matter why. When Dad got home, I told that story just like I'd rehearsed. Then stood there on those trembling knees and waited for the worst. And he said, let me tell you a secret about a father's love, a secret that my daddy said was just between us. He said daddies don't just love their children every now and then, it's a love without end, amen. It's a love without end, amen. When I became a father in the spring of 81, there was no doubt that stubborn boy was just like my father's son. And when I thought my patience had been tested to the end, I took my daddy's secret and I passed it on to him. I said, let me tell you a secret about a father's love, a secret that my daddy said was just between us. I said daddies don't just love their children every now and then, it's a love without end, amen. It's a love without end, amen. Last night I dreamed I died and stood outside those pearly gates, when suddenly I realized there must be some mistake. If they know half the things I've done, they'll never let me in. And then somewhere from the other side I heard these words again. And they said, let me tell you a secret about a father's love, a secret that my daddy said was just between us. You see, daddies don't just love their children every now and then, it's a love without end, amen. It's a love without end, amen.
Una feina com qualsevol altra, però per la qual no es necessita tenir un excessiu talent. Per esdevenir pare, no ho necessites. Però sí que ho necessites, de ben segur, per ser un bon pare. I quan just estàs a l'intent, o creus que ho has aconseguit, quan creus que ja has arribat a ser un bon pare, el teu fill o filla es torna una mica més gran, i aleshores tot això canvia radicalment, perquè ja us comenceu a tractar d'una altra manera, o el fill, filla, et tracta diferent. O n'arriba un altre de fill i canvia la dinàmica familiar, o algú altre s'interposa dins la teva vida com a pare o com a mare, en aquest cas, i les coses es torceixen o canvien senzillament. El fet de ser pare, o la manera en la qual aquests són tractats amb els fills o es tracten mútuament, és una vena molt rica per als compositors i amb els darrers anys encara més. Aquest programa el podíem haver realitzat per al Dia del Pare, però hem preferit que sigui intemporal, que el pugueu escoltar quan vulgueu. Aquestes són cançons, les que escoltarem, algunes de les cançons, de les millors cançons que jo crec que són, que parlen del pare, del nostre pare o de nosaltres com a pare. De ben segur que vosaltres coneixeu algunes altres cançons que tinguin aquest tema i que possiblement siguin favorites vostres i no hàgim inclòs en aquest programa o en algun altre programa que realitzem. Feu-nos-les arribar a través del nostre Facebook, correu electrònic, la pàgina web. En qualsevol manera, estarem contents de tenir-les i d'escoltar-les i de programar-les també dins el nostre espai. Avui hem començat amb aquesta cançó que és fantàstica, una de les millors del 1990 de George Strait, que ja de ben segur que havíem escoltat més d'una vegada amb el nostre espai, amb el Club del Country. Love Without It, Amen. Aquesta relació entre pare i fill, que moltes vegades s'utilitza a l'Església per explicar la relació entre Déu i els humans. George Strait va fer aquestes al·lusions aquí, significant el pare i el noi amb el qual tracta com algú que és estricte, que és també aimant i que al final perdona els nostres pecats. Una mica com hem dit la relació pare-fill. La segona cançó que escoltarem és de Conway Twitty, és de l'any 1987. També és una extraordinària cançó que es diu That's My Job, és la meva feina. La figura del pare com a protector, el pare com a persona que porta els diners, el pare com a inspiració, sona d'una manera molt forta, però tot això en un moment o un altre ho som per als nostres fills. És una cançó molt bonica que compta amb la col·laboració de Vince Gill a la veu. Conway Twitty.
I woke up crying late at night when I was very young. I had dreamed my father had passed away and gone. My world revolved around him. I couldn't lie there anymore. So I made my way down the mirrored hall and tapped upon his door. And I said, Daddy, I'm so afraid. How will I go on with you gone that way? Don't want to cry anymore, so may I stay with you. And he said, that's my job. That's what I do. Everything I do is because of you, to keep you safe with me. That's my job, you see. Later we barely got along, this teenage boy and he. Most of the fights, it seems, were over different dreams we each held for me. He wanted knowledge and learning. I wanted to fly out west. I said I could make it out there if I just had the fare. I got half, will you loan me the rest? And I said, Daddy, I'm so afraid. There's no guarantee in the plans I've made. And if I should fail, who will pay my way back home? And he said, that's my job. That's what I do. Everything I do is because of you, to keep you safe with me. That's my job, you see. Every person carves his spot and fills the hole with light. And I pray someday I might light as bright. One bright fall day to spread the tragic news. After all my travel, I settled down within a mile or two. I make my living with words and rhyme, and all this tragedy should go into my head and out instead as bits of poetry. But I say, Daddy, I'm so afraid. How will I go on with you gone this way? I how can I come up with a song to say I love you? That's my job. That's what I do. Everything I do is because of you, to keep you safe with me. That's my job, you see. Everything I do is because of you, to keep you safe with me.
Sí, hem escoltat la música de Conway Twitty, acompanyant-lo a les veus d'harmonia, les veus vocals d'acompanyament, Vince Gill, i aquesta fantàstica peça que acabem d'escoltar, un tema anomenat That's My Job, és la nostra feina, una feina que fem gustosament tots els que portem això a la sang. La següent cançó ens parla bastant de cotxes i de vaixells, però això només és una manera de demostrar-nos com el pare ens va portant la línia recta, la que ell creia que havia de ser la millor, que no sempre és la més encertada, però que és la manera com va endavant. És una cançó que ens parla d'un pare, doncs, que s'ha passat possiblement molt temps, més temps del necessari, sota el capó del cotxe en qualsevol carretera, i que sens dubte l'Alan Jackson ens la va tocar, ens va revelar el clau amb aquesta cançó. La peça es deia Drive for Daddy Jean i ens la cantava Alan Jackson.
Painted red, the stripe was white, it was 18 feet from the bow to the stern light. Second hand from a dealer in Atlanta, I rode up with Daddy when he went there to get her. Put on a shine, put on a motor, built out of love and made for the water. Ran her for years till the transom got rotten. A piece of my childhood that'll never be forgotten. It was just an old plywood boat, the 75 Johnson electric choke. A young boy, two hands on the wheel. I can't replace the way it made me feel. And I would turn her sharp, I'd make it whine. He'd say, you can't beat the way an old wood boat rides. Just a little late across the Alabama line, but I was king of the ocean when Daddy let me drive. Just an old half-ton short bed Ford my uncle bought new in 64. Daddy got it right, cause the engine was smoking, a couple of burned valves and he had it going. Let me drive her, we'd haul off a load down a dirt strip where we'd dump trash off a thick tin road. I'd sit up in the seat and stretch my feet out to the pedals, smiling like a hero that just received his medal. It was just an old hand-me-down Ford with 3-speed on the column and a dent in the door. A young boy, two hands on the wheel. I can't replace the way it made me feel. And I would press that clutch and I'd keep it right. And he'd say, a little sore son, you're doing just fine. Just a dirt road with trash on each side, but I was merry and ready when Daddy let me drive. I'm grown up now, three daughters of my own. I let them drive my old Jeep across the pasture at our home. Maybe one day they'll reach back in their file and pull out that old memory and think of me and smile and say, it's just an old worn out Jeep, rusty old floorboards, hot on my feet. A young girl, two hands on the wheel. I can't replace the way it made me. And he'd say, turn it left and steer it right. Straighten up, girl, now you're doing just fine.
just a little valley by the river where we'd ride, but I was high on a mountain when Daddy let me drive. Daddy let me drive. Oh, he let me drive.
She's just an old plywood boat with a 75 Johnson electric choke.
Aquesta és una fantàstica creació que ens portava Alan Jackson, i sobre la primera vegada que el pare també deixa conduir el fill, un dels fets més importants. Em penso que és una de les coses importants que un moment o un altre arribem a fer els pares, tot i que de vegades ens anem una mica més enllà. Jo, els cotxes són bastant més sagrats del que per molts pares poden ser, però als Estats Units, on es condueix també relativament amb aquelles carreteres llargues, amples, que hi ha poc trànsit moltes vegades i que es permet conduir, doncs, bastant jove, és una figura paterna la que porta aquest descobriment de l'automòbil. Seguirem endavant i ho farem amb un dels meus cantants preferits de sempre. Ell és Paul Overstreet, que el 1990 ens cantava la cançó Seeing My Father in Me, una cosa que tots en el moment determinat hem vist. Jo no puc recordar gaire el meu pare, va morir quan jo era molt petit, però en aquest cas em fixo en el meu germà gran, que és el que em va fer de pare durant molt de temps, i aquí li estic molt agraït, com sempre. Seeing My Father in Me és quan te n'adones compte de que tu camines de la manera que camina ell, te n'adones de que parles de la forma que parla el teu pare. Cal acostumar-s'hi, no? Perquè, a fi de comptes, el que tu ets és una fotocòpia, gairebé moltes vegades, del que és el teu pare. I quan et facis gran, seràs més igual que ell del que t'esperaves. Seeing My Father in Me, Paul Overstreet.
Last night we brought the children by to visit their grandpa, and it's plain to see they're truly part of him. And while we were there, their grandma took out some old photographs. Man, he sure looked a lot like me back then. I'm seeing my father in me. I guess that's how it's meant to be. And I find more and more like him each day. I notice I walk the way he walks. I notice I talk the way he talks. I'm starting to see my father in me. And today I took my wife road, where my daddy took my mom so many times. And we found the time to mention things we never had before. And we shared some thoughts about family life. Yeah, I'm seeing my father in me. I guess that's how it's meant. I walk the way he walks. I notice I talk the way he talks. I'm starting to see my father in me. And now looking back, I can recall the times we disagreed, when I could not take hold of his old-fashioned. That's how it's meant to be. And I find more and more like him each day. I notice I walk the way he walks. I notice I talk the way he talks. happy to see.